Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just tuned in to the greatest football recruiting talk radio show in the world. It's T.A. Scouting Scoop, an NCAA certified scouting service that gives you the legit football recruiting scoop in the Central Texas area. T.A. has over 15 years of experience in the sporting recruiting arena and has assisted hundreds of student athletes to be recruited by collegiate sports programs. With a strong social work background, he believes that education is the vehicle to fulfill dreams for student athletes. Now, let's welcome T.A.
Thank you, Morficity Recording, for such an illustrious and elongated introduction. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is T.A. of T.A. Scouting Scoop, the one who's always tenacious and audacious in the Central Texas area football recruiting game with the legit scoop each time we're blogging or live on the air. Whew, man, does the weather ever stay constant in Syntex? I don't know, because we get sunny skies 1 minute and a downpour the next minute. Always flip-flopping, it seems like. However, I'm not going to complain because it's still a blessing to get some nice weather for a change. But in retrospect, I'm going to put it in this perspective. I want to encourage everyone out there to make sure that you all stay hydrated no matter what. I mean, of course, this is serious business. We want to make sure that we all are living healthy lives. Again, stay hydrated at all costs, because I myself am also joining in against the fight against bad health. Well, ladies and gentlemen, tonight we have a special guest with this fetish and fixture we've been having with interviewing talented prospects in the Central Texas area in both the 2016 and 2017 classes, and in some cases 2018 prospects. But our prospect tonight is one of the more interesting dual threat QBs in Central Texas from the 2016 class, Tyler Herrick from Hutto High School in the Capital City area just outside of Austin. This is going to be a great convo to let the rest of the world know what's going on in his world on and off the field as it relates to football. It's springtime, folks. It's springtime. And this Wednesday, April 15th, starts the evaluation period, the spring evaluation period for college football. So, prospects, make sure you're on your best behavior. What I mean by that, first impressions or last impressions? Yes, sir, no, sir, I don't know, sir, are the type of answers that you should give college coaches, okay, for you 2016 prospects. For any college coaches that may desire to sit and have a chat with you, offer you a scholarship, or just tell you how interested they are in recruiting you. So, of course, I'm definitely happy because we've been working countless hours with TA Scouting Scoop to ensure that as many college coaches come down here in the spring to see our prospects that we have throughout this 600-mile radius of the central part of Texas. All right. Follow us on Twitter at TA Scouting Scoop, TA Scouting Scoop. Send us a friend request at TA's Syntex Football Prospects. That's three words, TA's Syntex Last Word Football Prospects. And remember to go on our website and order your copy of our Winter Honors Edition of our Central Texas Football Recruiting Magazine. Go to TASScoutingScoop.com, click on Scouting Magazine, and make sure you place your order. Also, immediately after this broadcast, go to our blog page at SyntexFootballScoop.blogspot.com. That's SyntexFootballScoop.blogspot.com, and you'll be able to hear this show in its entirety in addition to being able to see Tyler Herrick's highlights. Again, the magazine, Central Texas Football Recruiting Magazine, is basically for all of our football fans out there. This winter edition basically covers everyone that made all district, my personal all-Syntex team, anyone who made all-state, and all our seniors that signed scholarships to go to college. It's a very interesting piece of work, and of course, yours truly is definitely proud to be associated with it. Well, we're going to take a short commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, and then we'll be back with our interesting guest for this evening, Tyler Herrick of Aloha School. Stay tuned.
Hi, folks. This is Jim Hamilton at Jeff Hunter Toyota Scion. You know the big boys on the Motor Mile. Tax season is here, and we want your business. Come see us about our new tax refund investment program. Treat yourself, don't cheat yourself. You deserve quality, so don't settle for less. If you're even thinking of using your tax refund to buy a car, think Jeff Hunter, where we keep it tight.
Jeff Hunter Toyota on the Motor Mile, Waco, Texas, 662-6644.
Yes, that's Jeff Hunter Toyota, located in Waco, Texas. The Co, as the locals call it there. If you're in need of a good car, good running car, durable car, make sure you check out Jeff Hunter. Without further ado, I'd like to welcome our guest this evening, young man, outstanding prospect from Huddle High School in the 2016 class, Tyler Herrick. Tyler, how you doing this evening?
I'm good, TA. How are you?
Hey, man, I'm great. I appreciate you taking time away from your schedule to come on the show with us, because you could be studying, you could be working out, you could be doing anything else but talking with TA this evening, so I appreciate you on that. All right, Tyler, as I mentioned before, you play for Huddle, the Huddle Hippos, that is, which made a deep run in the playoffs this past season, and also the same school that produced former TCU stud and current New York Jets wide receiver, Jeremy Curley. What are the Hippos looking to do this year? I mean, y'all made that deep run. Y'all lost some productive players. What are you guys looking to do this year?
You know, we're trying to carry on tradition here at Van Meter. You know, this is his third year, and we went 4-0 last year. We're trying to start tradition and keep it going. And you know, we're looking to win district, obviously. And I think we have the tools to, you know, win a state championship.
Okay. Now, Tyler, you just mentioned having the tools to win a state championship. Now, of course, you know, you lost your big playmaker, Davion Davis, and you also Tyler Matlock, you lost Tony Green, both on the defensive side of the ball. You really feel confident that you guys can move on without them and still have major success this season?
Yeah, we have, you know, our O-line, they're going to be one of the best in the state, I guarantee it there. We're returning a few guys, and we have some dudes stepping up that are really, you know, can really play. And we have some dudes on the, you know, that they were on the JV side last year. They didn't play a whole lot last year, but, you know, they came in, they're working hard this offseason, and they're getting, you know, getting work in. And I think they can do it. You know, I think we really can.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Now, I have you listed as a dual threat quarterback as far as you as a key prospect to watch in Central Texas for 2016. Why don't you go ahead and tell us, all our listeners out there, what is your height, your weight, and your 40 time?
I'm 6'1", 175, and I run a 4.5.
You run a 4.5, okay. So for all of you all out there that are listening, his 40 time, and he shows it significantly on film as well, is one of the reasons that you classify a guy like Tyler as a dual threat, meaning he's equally dangerous with his arm as he is with his legs. Now, of course, playing football at the high school or college level, you can't do it without any grades. What is your grade point average, and what do academics mean to you personally?
I have a 3.96 GPA, and I'm in the top 15% of my class. And I mean, without grades, you know, there's no football. You know, Coach Gray, he tells me all the time, without the student, there's no athlete. You know, student athlete, and you know, football is only going to go on for so long. You can't play football forever. So after football, you know, whether that be, you know, whatever that be, you have to get a job. And, you know, my grades, that's what's going to help you get there.
Right, right. Hold on. Now, you said you have a 3.9. Is that on a 4-point scale?
That's a 5-point scale.
5-point scale, okay. All right, that's still outstanding, man. I'm definitely pleased to hear that. So, of course, I guess we all just found out that you do like to study. Okay, so with that being said, what do you plan on studying once you go to college? Do you have your mind made up yet?
I'm not sure yet, honestly. I think I might pursue coaching. You know, I want to be around football even after I'm done playing, and I feel like, you know, that's a great way to do it.
Okay. I'm still, and believe me, good football coaches are always needed because nowadays, you know, you have your prospects that are coming up and they're always looking for good tutelage. Sometimes we have new move-ins or like in Central Texas, we have several military bases. You know, I always hear from various parents that they're looking for good programs for good schools and good programs with good coaching for their son to be heavily involved in. So I definitely tip my hat off to you for taking just for taking pride, man, in your grades, because if only more student athletes just took the classroom more seriously, you know, junior colleges will have a headache with getting a lot of prospects. Plain and simple. But definitely don't want to single out junior colleges, though. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and take another short commercial break, and then we're going to be back to continue our conversation with Tyler Herrick. So stay tuned.
Inspire Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military precision cuts, hot lather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatments, natural hair care regrowth and conditioning treatments. Inspire Designs also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East Stan Sleeter Loop. Call 254-680-CUTS for appointments. And remember to like us on Facebook at Inspire Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon.
All right, that's Inspired Hair Designs, located in Killeen. Miss D and her crew over there are always keeping the people looking beautiful and even more confident once they leave from being serviced there. All right, Tyler Harris. Now, Tyler, okay, we're going to get to the nitty-gritty, the things that people want to hear about as it relates to football recruiting. You have been overlooked as a prospect and were even left off my spring top 30 prospects for the 2016 class. How does that make you feel, and what are you doing to prove all of us scouts like myself and college coaches otherwise, what are you doing to prove us all wrong or that, you know, we miscalculated on where you should be ranked?
You know, it motivates me. I can't do anything about it but go out there and work hard every day and play, you know, play my game. And, you know, I feel comfortable being the sleeper of the 2016 class. You know, it's not about where you are on a spring list. It's about where you are on signing day and who you're signing to. And, I mean, as of right now, the most important person I'm trying to impress is my coach, Coach Van Meter. You know, he's my coach. He helps in my position. And, I'm just working hard and just trying to, you know, prove people wrong.
All right. And, Tyler, to be honest with you, I definitely – wants you to prove all of us wrong. I mean, seriously, I'm saying that from the heart, because what that means to me is that you're not an athlete that's going to sit around and pout and mope and just, you know, feel that the weight of the world is on your shoulders as opposed to just going out and competing. You know, that's the type of prospect that I want to see. The guy definitely going to make it seem like that I'm from Missouri, because you're going to have to show me. I'm saying, and you've already basically said that, hey, I'm just going to work hard. I'm going to press my coaches. I'm going to do what I can to help my team win a championship, and I'll show my skills that way. And that's the perfect attitude to have when you want to prove any critics, doubters, or anyone that's not per se in your personal corner to prove them otherwise. So kudos to you for making that known. Now,
thank you.
Outside of your team's off-season program, do you do anything to work while everyone else is sleeping? I mean, what I'm saying is, what are you doing that doesn't relate to your school's work, your school's regimen, I should say, your workout regimen?
Outside of football period, I run track, but mostly Coach Greg Padgett and you know, the future All-Stars. You know, we work out, we run shuttles. 5-10-5s, 300 shuttles, one-on-ones. We lift weights. You know, we do ropes. We do all that stuff. You know, and it helps. You know, it helps because we're doing all this with. We're doing it with some of the best athletes, you know, from the Central Texas area.
Most definitely. And the thing that I like about any prospect that's putting in extra work is I always like to use the Michael Jordan, the Barry Sanders workout regimen. I mean, of course, we all know the old story. Jordan was cut from his high school team. on the high school varsity team, but he went and worked himself off and years later became probably known as the best or greatest basketball player that ever lived. Barry Sanders was a backup in college for his first couple of years, and the year he finally got a chance to start, he won the Heisman Trophy, but he was always putting in extra work after practice. So I definitely like that mindset of any prospect that's coming up. Now, as far as you're talking about your team's off-season program, you're working out with Coach Greg. Those guys do a great job down there in the Capital City area. Are you possibly going to be one of the captains this upcoming season?
Yes, sir. Yes, I am. I believe so.
Okay. Good stuff. Because leadership is always one of the qualities that scouts like myself or college coaches look at when they're looking for a standout quarterback prospect. So definitely continue to demonstrate and build on those leadership skills, and trust me, that can help you go a long way. Now, as a quarterback or dual threat quarterback, what do you feel are your strengths at that position, and what are some areas of improvement do you feel you need to work on?
Yeah, you know, everyone has me tagged as a dual threat quarterback, but I feel I have great, you know, I'm great in the pocket. I have good footwork. You know, that's what we work on every day, Coach Van. The first thing we do when we get out there on the field, we don't throw. We go out there and work on footwork drills, three-step drops, quick game, you know, just all that. Just work on, you know, getting our feet. Because without your feet, I mean, you can't throw. You can't do anything. And, you know, I feel like I'm smart on the field. I have a great IQ. You know, I know what to do. If this happens, you go here. And, you know that, you know, my progression. And I mean, I feel like what I can work on. I'm sorry.
No. I'm just listening. Hey, keep talking.
Mm-hmm. I feel like what I can work on. You know, this past year we had dudes like Brandon and Davion, Bishop Rhodes, Tony Green. They're all real vocal leaders. So I didn't really, you know, I wasn't really forced to like be a vocal leader like they were, because they had, you know, they took up all this, you know, they kind of took it up. But you know, this year we don't have them. We have, you know, we don't have a whole lot of experience coming back, so I feel like I have to – that's one area I need to improve on, just be more vocal in the huddle, you know, on the field, you know, even off the field, you know, keeping guys in line, you know, and at practice, and just keeping everyone, you know, unified and ready to go.
And Todd, I'll tell you what, recognizing what you need to improve on, that's definitely a strength of any athlete, football prospect, et cetera, because – in sports or in life in general, it really just never pays to be self-righteous, okay? You recognize where your areas of improvement are, and you're attacking those areas. So I definitely want to say, hey, continue to go in that right direction, because you'll be an outstanding influence to not only your teammates, but the youngsters that are coming up that attend those huddle games, attend those huddle practices, that will see you out there commanding your troops, hopefully, to get that state crown at the end of the year. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, we're going to go ahead and take another short commercial break, and then we're going to come back and continue the chat this evening. Tyler Herrick from Huddle High School. Stay tuned.
Dave Masters Barbershop, located 810 West Ranch Hill, Suite 500. Call us at 213-1176. And check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Dave Masters Barbershop. Come get faded by a master.
All right, we're back with Tyler Herrick from Huddle High School, located just outside of Austin. Tyler, all right, we're talking about recruiting now. How has football recruiting been going for you thus far? Do you have any offers? If so, from what schools? If not, are you hearing any good things from those schools?
Yeah, you know, recruiting, you know, it's been good so far. I've been a couple of junior days, you know, but I'm looking forward to, you know, the more personal experience, meeting coaches, relationships. But, right now I have no offers. But I feel like there's some schools that, you know, close to pulling the trigger. You know, North Texas, UTSA, Houston Baptist, Iowa State, you know, they're all showing interest. And, I went to North Texas and UTSA. I went to their junior days.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did those experiences go for you?
It was nice. I like the campus. Got to meet all the coaches. You know, learned a little about the system. You know, it was a good experience. Great experience.
Okay. Now, you mentioned the schools that are showing some heavy interest in you. Are there some schools that you like to watch on TV that you feel that you can fit in perfectly with their offensive schemes?
Yeah, I've watched a few UTSA games. They're not on TV as much. You know, UTSA, SMU, and UNC, all three of them, they're not on TV as much. But, you know, I like to go on YouTube sometimes, watch their games. And when they are televised, I like to watch them, you know, like their schemes, you know, good offense.
Okay. All right. The young man loves watching the Roadrunners and the other things that they're – and the other teams like the Mean Green and other schools that are short of interest. Well said, Tyler, well said. Now, are you planning on attending any camps this summer? And, of course, I know you mentioned those schools, but if so, are you planning on attending camps in any other schools this summer?
No, other than those three, I plan on going to Rice, too. And, you know, I'll be at your combine. You know, I'm going to make you a believer.
Okay, all right. All right, man, I tell you, the young man, he's very ambitious, folks. He is very ambitious. He's trying to do big things to help lead both he and his teammates to the big kahuna, as some people call it, at Jerry's World at the end of December, crown back to Central Texas where it belongs. All right. Now, do you have any lasting words for our listeners out there of what to expect from you and your Hippo teammates this upcoming season? I know you kind of gave us a little glimpse at the beginning of the show, but do you have any lasting words that you definitely want us to check out and, of course, be able to see you guys?
Yeah, I mean, to everyone listening, y'all be ready for a, you know, tight-knit, disciplined, and skills football team. We're gonna be the underdog heading into the season. We lost a lot of seniors. That's understandable, but I mean, that's not an excuse for us. We're gonna want to play every game like we know how, and we're gonna win some games. Coach Van, he's a great coach. He's a Texas legend, and I think we have all the right pieces to you know, make a run at the state championship.
Wow, the Hippos! Check them out, folks. This is Central Texas football. We play serious football here. I know all you hear about is what's going on in L.A., what's going on in Miami, Dallas, and Houston, but come down to Central Texas, folks. That's where you're going to find your hidden jewels, your true ballers that are always getting overlooked. We like to play ball here, and we play it well. So what Tyler said, hey, make sure it echoes throughout your memory for the next 4 or 5 months, so you'll be down to see the Hippos play frequently underneath those Friday night lights. Hey, Tyler, man, hey, it was a pleasure to have you on the show. Young man, I appreciate your mannerisms and also your confidence in wanting to be the best that you can be.
Sir, thank you. I'm glad to be here. It was fun.
All right, folks, remember, go to our blog page at syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, and you'll see Tyler's highlights, and also be able to listen to this particular broadcast in its entirety. Also, if you haven't ordered a copy of our magazine yet, make sure you go to our website, tascoutandscoop.com, tascoutandscoop.com, click on Scouting Magazine, and order your copy. You must have a PayPal account in order to make a purchase. Follow us on Twitter at @TAScoutingScoop. At TA Scouting Scoop, and also send us a friend request on Facebook, TA's Syntex Football Prospects. That's TA's Syntex Football Prospects. Again, this is TA of TA Scouting Scoop, always giving you the legit football recruiter scoop in the Central Texas. Again, folks, stay hydrated, stay healthy, and be safe out there. And always remember where you got the legit football recruiting scoop from. This is TA signing off from yet another show. Be blessed.